Welcome to Kitzur B'Kitzur. We're up to Simin Kuf Lamed Ches, the Halachos of Hashanah Rabbah, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, Sif, Vav. Here the Kitzur tells us that on Shmini Atzeres, the eighth day of Sukkot, when it starts getting nighttime, you're allowed to move all your stuff from the Sukkot into the house. However, don't set them up by day, because that's Achana from one Yom Tov to the next. You can't set up the tables for Simchas Torah, for the next Yom Tov, because that would be Hachana. Next, the Kitzur says that on the last day of Yom Tov in Chutz Laretz, which is Shmini Atzeres, it's 2 days Shmini Atzeres, but we call that second day of Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. Why? Because on that day we finish reading the Torah, and it is incredibly joyful. After davening, we do hakafas around the bima, carrying the Sifrei Torah. Some have a minute to do 3 hakafas, most people do 7. You're allowed to dance and clap in Simchas Torah, even though normally you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Everyone should rejoice on Simchas Torah, but you have to make sure not to be pushing or stepping on people's feet, because that can turn the Simcha into the opposite of Simcha. Afterwards, we put all the Sifrei Torah back in the Aron. We leave one out, and we have 3 aliyahs. We learn from Parshas Vezoyis HaBrocho. Some people are noyeg to read from Parshas Nedarim. These are different parts of the Torah that are auspicious for Brocha, Shefa from Hashem. Where people make Nedarim during the year to buy an aliyah. We read Vayechulu, V'yitein Lecha, all the big skulas, Hamalach, Yivarechecha, Matoivu. Mishabur says that the main minhag today is to read from Vezoyis HaBrocho. After laning, we say Haf Kaddish, and put the Sefer Torah away and say Aleinu. And then the next morning on Simchas Torah, there's a minhag in many places that the Kehanim say Berchas Kohanim instead of Musaf by Shachris. Why? Since there's a kafas between Shachris and Musaf, there is a concern that the Kehanim may be drunk by Musaf. However, if you're doing Berchas Kehanim by Shachris, we don't say Viseorev. That's only for Musaf. Next, Kitzur tells us, on the day of Simchas Torah, we do hakafas, just like we did the night before. And after hakafas, we take out 3 Sifrei Torah, and we have a ton of aliyahs. This is a cover of the Torah. The more people get aliyahs, the more people are misameach with the Torah. In the first Torah, we lain Vezoyis HaBrocho a whole bunch of times. It's 26 psukim. Read that again and again, and everybody gets an aliyah. It's a minhag the Mishnah Berurah brings down. In a big shul, you take different Sefer Torah to different rooms, so everyone can make sure there's 10 people in each room, and everyone can get an aliyah a little quicker. The Mishnah Berurah points out that make sure that you have 10 people listening to the brachas and to the Torah reading in each room. Say amen to the brachas. So over here we lay until the pasuk of Me'oino, pasuk Chof Zayin. And then at the end, we call up all the little kids to get an aliyah, the last aliyah over there. The oldest one should make the bracha, and everyone else listens, all the other kids listen. Mishnah Berurah brings down that often the adult is given that aliyah while the children listen. And we lay for them the parsha of Hamalach HaGoyel. Then we lay in the aliyah, we have the aliyah of Chasan HaTorah. He's mechubed with the aliyah that finishes the last psukim of the Torah. From there, we lay in from Me'oino until the end of the Torah. And then, in the second Torah, we lay in from Chasan Bereshis, the beginning of the Torah. We immediately start again. We say Chatzi Kaddish. Then, in the third Sefer Torah, we lay in Maftir. There's a minhag in many places that Chasan HaTorah should be given to someone Choshuv. Even if you already got an Aliyah in Vezoyis HaTorah, you can still get Chasan Torah and Chasan Bereshis. Or Chasan Bereshis. There's a minhag the Mishnah Berurah breaks down to auction off Chasan Torah and Chasan Bereshis. And if it's possible, try to make sure that the person who buys it is a Talmid Chacham, or at least another Choshev in the shul. The person who gets Chasan Torah should not also get Chasan Bereshis in the same shul. A Kohen and a Levi can get these aliyahs in a place when you don't have 2 Sifrei Torah. Then the first Torah we learn Vezoyis HaTorah, Vezoyis HaBracha. We only have 2 Sefer Torah, not 3. The first Torah is Vezoyis HaBrocho. The second one is Bereshis. And then you take out the first one again for Maftir. Bir Halacha says that if the second Torah hadn't been rolled, if the first Torah wasn't rolled to the place of the third Torah, then we don't take it back out. We use the second Torah. We roll the second Torah for the third Aliyah, for the third Sefer. And finally, the Kitzur says that there's a midug that Chasan Torah and Chasan Bereishis pledge big tzedakah, and they call all of their friends and make a suda bechvoira Torah, that we started the Torah again. Like the Medrash says, Vayova Yerushalayim vayamar lefnei Aruin bris Hashem v'yas mishnah l'chol avodov, and Rabbi Yitzchok explains, we learn from here that one should make a suda upon finishing the Torah. The Eitz Yosef explains that by being granted the incredible chachmah from Hashem, Shlomo HaMelech immediately learned the entire Torah. And upon learning the Torah, he made a tremendous suda for all of his sarav avodov. Thank you for learning with me. Have a wonderful day.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video, find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.